The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Hump day!
At the Christmas tree outside Tostitos Championship Plaza, outside Ford Center at the Star Frisco, Texas, where it is 68 degrees, the high is 70, the low is 49, and...
That's Nate, I'm Zaddy Holly, this is Kurt Daniels, he is Shannon Gross, Chris Beam in the back, and together... We make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk Cleveland Braille people
feel the mighty, mighty, mighty Cowboys.
Oh, when Lord. We speak.
Let me move this water. Each and every day we are brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Cook going for 210 this week and 4 touchdowns.
That, Cook's found his this week. How are we today on Wednesday? How you doing, Jess?
Good, you know.
Dentals and mentals.
Yeah, mentals and dentals is good. I got my toothbrush rocking and rolling. That's going.
So who brought it in for you?
The next day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Shannon. No, you'll be like Shannon.
Look, I don't play with the mentals and the dentals. Dentals are good.
What happened, Kurt? You're supposed to be late today. What happened?
Well, the interview went quicker than I expected, which is good.
What she said.
Not with eight full-grown kids. Look,
listen, all of it matters. I get it in there.
Ain't got time to be romantic. You got five kids running around. Yeah.
You got to get it in when you.
Yeah.
As long as they have to brush your teeth. The toothbrush has like a timer on it, so like every 2 or 3 minutes it'll shut off. You got to start it back up.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. I'm with that.
So the same thing. Once again,
my wife's gonna be saying, "Don't tell them guys anything."
No, you see how she closed up. Not saying
Kurt,
nothing.
You got to be more like your sister.
What about you, Nate?
Well, I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited, man.
Uh-oh.
I would not disrespect the Carolina Panthers.
You already
Panthers.
Did. All
that,
week.
No, that is their name.
You called
the
them
The Carolina kids. Panthers.
Didn't you
the O-line name
didn't you play
is
there?
The Honeys, and the defensive line name is the Kitties.
Didn't you play there?
I participated. I was not much of a player when I went there. I participated much like these guys.
Oh, no. I'm not going to disrespect them. But...
I'm not going to disrespect them. I just got nicknames for them.
All right.
Jesse.
You?
Am I good?
You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Dentals?
I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
It ain't as tight as your other shirts been being.
I tried to... well, I haven't been working out as much lately, so I'm probably got some shrinkage.
Vegas. Whoa. You checked the network yesterday?
The network?
Yeah.
Which network?
Your insurance network.
Not yet. But I thought about it. I'm going to go to the doctor first.
One of our regular listeners, Clarence Yee, thinks we need to just take it on the road, do a road show
in front of
somebody's dentist office.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do the doctor first. Uh-huh. That's probably the most important thing. So I was thinking about it. I was like, I probably have high cholesterol. And I've already done that. I don't need to do that again.
I
need blood work, heart check, because I eat terrible. I don't look like it, but I eat so bad. I eat if it's fried, I'm eating it and drink a lot. Yeah, they're probably gonna be like, "Dude, you're outsides. You look like you're 35. Your insides look like you're 73."
Like when James Bond in one of his movies was caught and he was a prisoner for like 6 months, and they finally did a prison exchange, and they said, "How do we know it's Bond?" They said, "We checked his liver." Martinis, he liked to drink Caspers or Caspers or whatever. Yeah. Man, but it's just good to be here with you guys, man.
Yeah.
The good thing is, I'm excited about these Dallas Cowboys. I've watched a whole game, but the bad thing is, I have nothing to say that's going to be positive in the light of Carolina. So I will, as always, turn this over to Jesse whenever we're ready to do that segment.
Thank you. How was your time in Carolina?
It was great.
Before we get into
I love Carolina.
How many years were you there?
Bojangles. I stayed at Bojangles, man.
You know they have Bojangles here now.
Yeah, man.
Is it worth the trip? Is it good?
Man, I used to bust up them biscuits with some honey.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of chicken places here now.
Mm. Bojangles. Where's Bojangles? Well, we're not supposed to talk about them, are we?
Yeah. No. Oh, man, I used to spend it, man. If that ain't one bowl's, I'd be
eating
that Popeye.
Gets his wing.
Yeah, well, man, that's all I eat. I mean, that's all I eat.
But if I was going to eat something else.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, but I'm talking, you had me back in the day. Yeah. That's back in the day. I'm going to tell you another thing about Carolina, man.
What?
It is beautiful.
It's underrated. Oh. I've only been there twice.
It is beautiful.
Very underrated.
Oh, man.
Spent my whole entire college career in North Carolina. Not in Charlotte.
It is beautiful,
man. Panthers play at, but I was in Chapel
Hill. How far is that?
Wow. 45 minutes.
So it's close.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah.
So you
beautiful, man. I used to get in the car every day, man, after practice and just ride, man, about an hour or two out, man. Just didn't drive. Oh, man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
The one thing consistent about me, I get in a car and ride. Yeah.
I tried to find a picture of you at the Carolina Panthers, and I cannot find a picture.
Really?
Yeah. So if any fans out there can find a picture, send it to Nate.
Man, I tell you what, man. Jesse, you lived it was a good life out there. People are nice.
How's the party scene?
Party scene, for me, due to the fact that I had just left the Cowboys.
Everything else was a letdown. I can see that. I can see that.
You know, they can shake what they got, but it's just what the quality of what you have, what you're used to looking at.
Oh.
It's about like the Phantom. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely the Phantom and the Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, man, I'm just excited that Jesse's going to bring us an outstanding.
A riveting.
Yes.
Okay, so Jesse, what are we looking at then on Carolina?
Okay.
Their defense.
Not much, man. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
We got another one of these?
So there are.
They run a 3-4. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, they run a 3-4 defense.
Give me a name. I don't even know if I know a name on their defense.
There's two names. Like, all right, so this is the team that had some guys that, you know, we could have.
Yeah.
You know, they had.
Oh, look, Xavier Woods.
Mm-hmm. This is the Xavier Woods revenge game. This is what we have to worry about. This is his revenge game.
Again? Didn't he school us when he was in Minnesota?
But if there's two names that I have to give you, it's going to be number 0, Brian Burns.
Uh-huh.
And it would be number 95, Derrick Brown.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. If I gotta give you two names, and especially where you look at where Burns is playing, he's kind of had some injuries. He's been up and down, but this is a guy who they've kind of said, you're going to be our young piece of the future. Because many teams had, during the trade deadline, was offering a boatload amount for Brian Burns. But he wears number 0, another guy that you're looking for, single-digit number. You know, the good players always wear the single digits. Good rusher. And what makes him even more is – what happened?
I tried to drink my water with the top on.
Is what the issues that we've had with Terrence Steele the last couple of weeks. And, you know, you can say it's injury. You can say it's confidence. You can say it's scheme. Whatever it is, it just hadn't worked out. In the last couple of weeks for Terrence Steele. And then one of the other areas that we have issues with is that interior pressure. And that's something that that Brown can give you. I misquoted. I said that he had 7 sacks in the season. He has 7 career sacks. He has 1 sack this season, but he's constantly getting pressure up front. This team's going to play a 3-4 defense. You know, J.C. Horn was another one of the guys who they had who was on IR right now. So that would have been a boost for them. There's a guy that we had one that we talked about when he came out in the draft a couple years ago. It was like Patrick Surtain and J.C. Horn and all those guys and the Cowboys. I mean, they got Micah Parsons in that draft, I believe, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, they're not hurt that they didn't get one of those cornerbacks. They got a generational talent in Micah Parsons. But a lot of those guys are hurt. 3-4 defense. They run the 3rd most zone coverage in the league. Okay. So sometimes it'll look like single high, but it's zone. They do it a lot.
To make it harder?
Now, it doesn't make it harder.
or
no, it doesn't make it. It doesn't make it harder. What it does is it gives you a different look than what you saw last week. Last week, the Giants ran a lot of man-to-man coverage. 50% of the time, they were in man-to-man coverage. And so what does that do? That allows guys like Brandon Cooks and other guys to get open because you have the ability to have the speed being a factor. And as long as the quarterback stays upright, those routes, you can't just defend down the field like that. They're going to mix it up a little bit. They'll play some man. You'll see some man-to-man, but they are going to play zone a lot. That's one of the issues where Dak sometimes can get in trouble is when you have to sift through all the guys sitting back there. I don't think this defense is going to cause us any issues. But when you play man-to-man against Dak Prescott, he carves you up. I think last week when he played man-to-man against the Giants, he had like 18 or 19 completions for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Playing man-to-man against Dak Prescott is not good for business. It just isn't. It just isn't. And then when you give him the weapons that you've given him outside of CeeDee Lamb, it just makes life a lot easier for those guys to get open. This team isn't going to give you that many opportunities, but they don't have the guys on the back end. Right? They don't have Jeremy Chinn. He's out. J.C. Horn, he's out. The thing that you have to really focus on, and I hope that this is a major thing for Mike McCarthy and Mike Solari, is give Terrence Steele help. If you want to go downfield, if you want to have that passing offense being efficient again, give help. Because if you don't, Brian Burns can wreck a game now. Like he has game wrecking ability. Don't make no mistake about it. He has game-wrecking ability. And going up against Terrence Steele, he'll come around that corner quick and he'll make life a living hell for Dak Prescott when he comes right back to pass. Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish your point, then I'll jump in.
And I was going to say, I think the Cowboys will be able to continue the run game. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, I'm not saying that we're going to have 200 yards rushing. I think this is another team where the Cowboys – it's just what the doctor ordered. It's CVS. It's Rite Aid. It's Walgreens. It's get right. Come out here today. 131 yard rushing yards. This is another game where you can get your running backs going. Find those things. I personally think, again, going left, Brown and Burns play on the offensive right side, defensive left side. So I think going left to the perimeter is where you might want to go.
Yes, sir.
I think those are going to work for you way more than you having to line up against that side of the football. Now, they move Brown around. Burns primarily stays on that side. But I just think if you start to use Tyron and Tyler, who right now, Tyler Smith is your best offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that right now. Nothing against against Zach. Nothing against Tyron. But this young boy is playing some of the breast.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If I can play some breasts, if I can play the breast brand of football, he's playing the best brand of football he's played since he's gotten into the National Football League. So I think working on those things, the Cowboys did a great job last week. And when they were most successful in a lot of their runs against the Giants, zone running. I just think the zone running scheme works better for these guys than the trying to. And I'll let Nate talk more about the difference between a zone running scheme and a man running scheme. It just, you know. You want to explain that, some of that zone running scheme, scheme?
You want to breathe first? You good?
Listen, you give me a job to do, I'm going to do a job. I don't know how y'all want me to do this. Did you watch the film?
I'm just checking
on you. Did you watch the film?
No.
No.
It's Wednesday.
All right, then let me do what I do.
I am.
If you didn't watch the film and you wanted to give a film breakdown, then let me give the film breakdown.
You were just talking really fast is what I was saying. Not that you were talking a lot.
Because I'm trying to get it out so I can give it back to y'all so y'all can do what y'all do.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean?
I was just checking on you. Wednesday.
It's good.
It's Minnows and Dittles.
Minnows and Dittles. I'm going to see therapy right after this.
It's something to Wednesday. We got Wednesday. Go ahead, old Jess. You got Wednesday. Go ahead, old Jess. Do your thing, man.
I'm talking about breath.
You better not be good.
I'm checking out.
Yeah, you better check out.
I'm checking out.
You know. Don't check out. Because
tell them the difference between man and zone block.
Yeah, I do want to know that.
Let's go to break. Let's let Jesse breathe, get some water.
He'll come back and give us a break.
Let's let Nate go look it up on the computer, and then and then we can come back.
This is funny.
We'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
You gave me a job.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of the show, brought to you each and every day by blockchain.com. And just so everyone knows, Jesse's good. We figured out the root of the of the fast talk.
Yeah.
What's the root of your fast talk?
I think I'm on a sugar high.
But you volunteered today.
I did. I volunteered at the Sharing Life Food Bank.
Great.
And this morning. And that's who I partnered with this particular food bank. I did the Christmas stuff last year. So when we do the Holly's Helping Hand donations, we did like $7,000 worth of toys and stuff like that last year. To this particular Sharing Life group. And I'm work with them again this year. But I volunteered this morning, and then I did the pie eating contest. I was a judge. I'm on a sugar high.
So you, you had to sample the goods?
Seven.
Sampled seven pies? Yeah.
Taste them.
And you don't eat a lot of sugar, so you probably, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, it's probably
that
what it
and
was.
You had a job.
And I had a job to do.
To get in 4 minutes.
I had a job. Listen.
You had 8 minutes of content to get in 4 minutes. You did a good job.
I know how to work. When I go down to the trailer parks, and I know I got about two or three trailers I got
to
hit.
You know how to hop?
I know how to hop a trailer. I know how to get to those trailers. I know how to get to them.
A lot easier when they don't have the front porches on them.
But you handled your sugar high better than I did mine 2 weeks ago. I couldn't even function.
Yeah, like, you were bugging. You were bugging. Wow. I just talk fast.
Yeah. Well, at least you was burning yours. I was sitting there trying to maintain mine. You were burning yours up, bro. Good job, man. Great
job. Like the micro machine guy.
All right, so now that you had time to study.
No, I ain't need to study. Zone blocking is consists of maybe 4 to 5 guys. And it's best ran out of 12 technique. That's two tight ends. Mm-hmm. And what you're trying to do is not so much block a specific man, is you're moving from side to side trying to get a guy to run into your area. And once a guy comes into your area, you latch on to him. Now, you may start out with a certain guy, but if a guy slant, you don't panic. You let the next guy take you. And what you do is you try to stretch this thing out and give the back the ability to go out wide, take one cut, and go up. Whereas with man, it's like Jesse in front of me, that's my guy. Or we deuce blocking me and you to that guy, to him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To these two guys. It's more of an isolated thing. Whereas with the zone blocking, you just catch a guy coming into you. Into your area.
So it's like zone defense where you're kind of floating until somebody comes by you.
And then you check him as he comes by.
But you grab him. Offensive lineman, you can latch on to him.
You latch right on to him. If I got one-on-one blocking and Jesse is my guy, that's who I'm going to. Mm-hmm. And I like the one-on-one blocking more when it's a 3-4. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you like facing 3-4 or 4-3 more?
I liked the 4-3. I like the 4-3 because I can get on to a guy. You right there, I can put my hands on you and I can get you. But
too much space in a 3-4?
In a 3-4, they're trying to bottle you up, unless you're a slanting 3-4. But they're trying to bottle you up. They're trying to maintain them edges and let them linebackers do the work. Everything they're trying to do is free the linebackers. The center, the nose guard is trying to tie up two guards, trying to make you pay attention to two guards, either one, either the center or the guard, or vice versa, the center or the other guard. And the same way when you're trying to run outside, you're trying to tie this guy up. That's why guys like the 6'5", 310-pound or 320-pound defensive ends, in the 3-4, they're defensive ends. In the 4-3, they're defensive tackles, defensive ends, outside linebackers. So
in a zone defense, you guy comes to you, you stick with him for a certain amount, then you pass him.
In the zone run scheme, defense. Yeah, the zone run scheme. Let me explain.
Hang on, I'm talking about defense real quick. Defense, right. You got an area, right?
Correct.
Guy comes in, he gets to a certain point, you pass him off.
Correct.
Zone offense, you grab him.
Yeah, once they hit your zone,
that's your guy.
Once you start running, like if I'm head up to you.
Okay.
And I got my center right here.
Mm-hmm.
If I take off running, and you don't stay with me, you slow, my center getting you. I'm going to the next guy. That could be a linebacker coming around, or that could be a defensive end slanting down. But if he slant down, I got it. Then that leaves my tackle. But your back is running, and he's looking at that tackle. The first thing he's looking at is that tackle's outside eye. If nothing there, he's going to it. But if something show outside of that, he's looking to take that one step and go back up. You have to be more precise in a zone than you do in man or deuce block man, because we know who we got. I mean, if my guy slant down and I'm a man, I know Jesse coming around. I got to. And if Jesse don't come around, I'm going to squeeze back down because I know Jesse don't try to shoot that gap. Whereas when you zoning, you got to stay on track because somebody, you got to trust the man behind you to get that guy. And if everybody slant, if you got a hell of a back like the dude was from Denver who created this, Coach Gibbs, and the running back Denver had with John Elway, that's why he got in the Hall of Fame.
Davis.
Terrell Davis.
He was the master. Mm. One cut and go.
The term I remember when I was coming up and I would hear it, it would talk about, you hear him say, elephants on parade.
Yeah.
Right? You see a bit on the zone blocking scheme, it's elephants on parade, and they just moving.
Trunk to tail, huh?
Yeah, and they just moving. That's how you want them. And they move it, and then, because eventually, the defense can only sit back for so long.
That's right.
They got to come forward, and when they come forward and they get caught in the wash of the elephants on parade, that back is kind of waiting, and he understands that I'm pressing front side, and if everybody flows. And then I get that backside cut because you'll see sometimes it'll flow hard to the outside and then it'll cut back. It's that one. You only get one cut now.
That's it. You can't do this.
You ain't getting a double. You ain't jumping two or three holes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because once they go, that flow is coming with them because normally it's the keys, right? Linebacker. Right. All right. What are my keys saying? When that guard goes, when that center goes, these are my keys. This is what I'm watching. Something has to come with that. So as my keys go, I go. I'm looking at my keys, and as the keys are going, now the back is waiting for that linebacker to commit one way or another. You're either going to commit to the front side, and I'm going to come behind you, or you're going to try to come around the backside, and I'm going to keep it on the front side.
Yeah.
So that's what you get a lot of times. When the Cowboys were doing that style, I think that works better for them because it keeps everybody in sync, and it eliminates the gaps for those guys really to shoot. When you're doing man-to-man blocking, what ends up happening is you begin to create levels at times. Some guys get pushed back further. Some guys are able to kind of, like Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith, and I don't want to compare the two, but when Nate would grab on you back in the day,
you're done.
Get ready for the next down. You know what I'm saying? There were certain dudes when they got them paws on you.
A young Tyron Smith.
When he got them grips on you, you better look for second down because it's over. But now, if Tyler is, boom, locked up in his man, but Tyler Biadasz is getting pushed back, what now you've created is you got one guy who stalemated up here, one guy who pushed back up here. You got two different levels, and there's gaps in those levels.
Yeah.
So now as a running back, I'm looking and I'm saying, well, which way do I go? Because the guy that's coming over the center, his job is, boom, hit the center, and I'm like this. I'm either way on the center. So I'm pushing the center back. Now the running back makes a decision. I disengage and I fall into that hole. Even if I don't make the tackle, I fell into the hole where the running back doesn't have a clean running lane.
Mm-hmm.
So now the linebacker can come and clean it up. So that's the difference between when you run it a zone and when you run a man.
Is our line better at one or the other?
Zone.
Our line's better at zone.
For that very reason, it's too many. It's created too many crevices.
Thanks for listening to the whole segment.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what made it?
He said, "I feel like they're best when they do this."
Okay, but the thing is, you know why this zone running scheme was created. It was not for the big guys. It normally is not for 300 pounds. This was invented for guys 290. 280 that could just flat out run
quick
and can nudge back, you know, not stop running but go forward and hit that hand and knock you on to the next level.
The little guys.
Yeah, the little guy.
280.
That, yeah, 280, 290, man, that can run. Slarith them. That's who they were. You go back and look at Denver offensive line. Mm. They were the most athletic, but they were limber and they could get out and run. They could run, man, and I'm telling you, they took that thing to a new level.
Can
bro.
You zone block and run up the middle?
It yeah, because that cut. One cut, like the he one said, cut. You overrun cut. That if you want that linebacker, that might back overrun not, that right there.
But it's not necessarily planned that way. It's just up to the
no,
back.
No, it's up to the back.
It's up to the back.
It's up to the back. And that's why you see kind of like
so
that
you
slow
have
creep.
Great vision to do that, right?
Our back's good at that.
We have more success when we do it that way. Yeah. Tony Pollard is our backs are we don't
that's
have
Tony Pollard all
yeah
the way,
we are one we are one cut, put the foot in the ground and get north and south. Mm-hmm. We don't have backs that's looking to jig and juke and all that kind of stuff. Barry Sanders type, like, no, we our backs. Rico is good. Tony is good at getting their foot in the ground, getting north and south, getting what you can. Again, and that gives you that ability to do so because when you see it happen, when that crease opens up, you take it, and you live with the results.
So from a game plan standpoint, because the Panthers are giving up 4.3 yards a carry, which is a lot, right? Ranked 24th in the league. On paper, you should run down their throat the entire game. But Dak is probably, arguably, the hottest quarterback over the last, four games?
And mm-hmm.
Like, what from a game plan standpoint, what do you do for this game?
Yeah, this is to me, I believe, as for this particular game, this is another one of those get-right games, and I developed a run.
Doesn't matter what you do.
I work the play action. I continue with the motion. We didn't get to your stat yesterday that you gave us with the – I think you put the motion percentage in there. Yeah. The motion percentage in there. Have you guys noticed? More and more.
65%.
They've been listening to the show.
I mean, we know we're talking about from time to time. Yeah. But the trends will tell you when you begin to set that motion up, it gives you a clearer picture. It allows guys to get on edges. It allows guys to have to identify what they're actually in, and that gives a better read for the – and for the receivers. When we see a guy go in motion, we be like, "Oh, this zone." You know, you flat out know that times in routes you be like, "Ah, damn, they in zone." I'm this one's for the cause. because I ain't getting the ball. And then sometimes you know, oh, this, yeah, we're in a perfect play. The route that I'm running is perfect for this zone look. Or it happens, oh, it's man. Oh, great. Oh, they bring in the blitz. Cool, I'm the hot route. So all these things begin to identify themselves. And for the quarterback, he gets a picture where he has the answer to the test. So now I know what we're calling. I know what our play is. I know what our routes is. I know what this back is supposed to do, tight ends, receivers are supposed to do. I know this coverage. So I'm knowing right now where I'm going with the football. Now, that can change at times with the back end, but that motion gives you a much more clearer picture of what's in front of you.
Is there a perfect play, both sides of the ball, is there a perfect play based off of what look you get on the other side of the ball? So, like, no matter – okay, they're in this defense. Is there a perfect play that you can call that's guaranteed – to work every time against this particular defense?
Oh, yeah.
And vice versa.
The Niners run it all the time. Yeah. They killed us with it. That's one of my favorite routes. If a team gets and plays cover two, two high safeties, safeties here, three linebackers, and I don't even care if you play Tampa two. You can drop the middle linebacker down the middle of the football field. If you run what we call the dagger concept, however you want to run it with whoever you want to run it with, you take one of those, your slot guy, it could be your slot guy, it could be your tight end, they're running straight up the middle of the field. If it's a Tampa 2, the linebacker is always going to open up and run, turn to the strength. The strength is set by the tight end. So whatever it is, if the tight end on the field, the linebacker is going to open up, literally turn his back to whatever that side is. If this is the strength, I'm running this way. Look at the tight end. I send a guy up the middle of the field, and then I run that 14 to 16 yard in route behind it. Can't stop it. Because I can hit him as soon as it come out the break. I can hit him on the hash. If the linebacker happens to catch it and sees it on that one, I'll hit him in the next window. The Niners run it all the time. And what Brock Purdy was doing really well with it was his anticipation. He was throwing that thing in. So Ayuk, Kittle, that's one of the routes. If you run a cover two, and they run that dagger concept, it's almost unguardable.
But is there a offensive play for every defensive play, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, if you're in...
Yes.
Yes.
There's,
if you go to the line, you go, uh-oh, this
there's
is
money. No way that if I see your defense, there's no way you should be able to stop an offensive coordinator. If he sees your defense,
if you know what they're running, you should be able to audible out, or
you should be able to beat it down,
or know exactly. Okay, because they're in this. This is where this guy's going to be.
It's almost like
you
playing poker.
Yeah,
and it's a mirror right above your head, and I'm looking in your hand. Yeah.
And then, but then comes like if you just paused it and say, "All right, here's what we're supposed to do."
Right,
it's going to work, but then you have to go.
Okay, then you got.
I got to block
offensive it. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
You know what I'm saying? They have to block it up. I have to read it correctly as the quarterback.
He's got
to
run the right route.
He got to run the right route precisely. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get knocked off.
Five, ten different
pressure.
Variables.
So
technically, there's a matchup where you're like, okay, that's the defense they're in. This guy's doing this. This guy's doing – okay. If we run this play,
there's an answer
to
the test.
Every time,
man, and that
but it's just execution. Yeah. That's okay.
I mean, we was playing Green Bay and Green Bay. And Brett Favre just literally stop. he will point out the strip, and he'll call a play right there, and they just march right down. Stop. He just walked to the line. Play already called. Stop. He didn't try to go ready, all these little fast words. Stop. I said, Lord, he cut us up. That's when I realized that can't no defense, unless you had a great players, can't no defense stop no offense that's rolling. It just ain't going to happen. And that's just my belief. Not just being an offensive guy, because I put it on the defense side of the ball. But when you line up and they see you, and you ain't got no disguise. You know, like the 49ers, that's what made me so mad about the 49ers game. They just lined up. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. And they got us. That's what's scary.
Have y'all seen the clip that's out from this weekend's game, Jacksonville against the 49ers? Jacksonville's got this motion going, and they go this way, and then three dudes run over here, and Greenlaw goes, they don't know what they're doing. And one of the guys on, one of the guys on Jacksonville goes, yeah, you're right, we don't. See if I can pull up in the break. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, the last segment of Hanging with the Boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys for this beautiful hump day. Okay. Each and every third segment is brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. All right, since we talked a lot about, I guess we talked a little bit about both, but let's talk about, have they fixed their red zone issues, these Cowboys? Because that was the big topic the first, four or five weeks?
A lot of noise about that, yeah.
And the drugstore came to town. The Albertsons Pharmacy came to town.
Oh, Albertsons. Yeah. The official sponsor of the official grocery store of the Cowboys.
There you go.
When Dax gets 14 tongs, 3 pounds of beef, tostitos and all that. Isn't that when you go to Albertsons to get all that for the cookout?
Yeah, and I think if you wear your jersey on game day, you get a discount. Yeah. At least you used
10%.
To. 10%. I don't know if you still do or not.
You need that 10% right now the way the groceries is hitting. Groceries.
10% is a lot these days for groceries. Have they fixed the red zone issue? They were 86% last week, or did they just play a really, really, really bad opponent?
You know,
is it getting better?
I don't want to say no, and I don't want to say yes. Because
it's kind of like at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're in the club.
No,
I see
no,
her. I don't really want to say no, but I really don't.
This is why I don't. This is why I'm sober. 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 This is why y'all have made bad decisions in your lives at 2 o'clock in the morning because the liquor lids have gotten y'all in trouble.
Mine was gonna be the same at six.
I don't know. Yo, big, you know, big guys back in the day, they take what they can get.
What I'm saying,
if she like me, I like her. Let's go, baby.
Same at eight, same at two, same at four.
Real quick, before you make that point, we just got a text on the text line. Mario from South Texas wants to know if Wingstop serves breasts.
Jesse, that's probably what was on your mind.
It was.
Our sponsor. Yes. Always thinking about
always
the sponsors.
Always thinking about the sponsors.
There you go.
Yes, the Cajun Tones, too.
Good save.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So back to yes or no.
I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no because the Giants were a bad opponent. And you're supposed to do that against bad opponents. When you go against a Seattle, when you go against Philadelphia again, to me that is a telltale sign of who you really are, right? Like you get a win versus the Giants. Like back in the day, it was certain things. Like if you were in the neighborhood, excluding bullies, and you got into a fight, if you beat the little pipsqueak up, you can't poke your chest out about that.
Mm-hmm.
You take your dub and you go on, but it's when you beat somebody, as Nate, to use one of Nate's terms, equal to or greater than.
Yeah.
If you beat up Big Tyrone, if you beat him up, now you can beat your chest about that. And you can kind of have a defense. Can he fight? Nah, he beat Tyrone up. Oh, all right, he can fight. So the red zone issue is I don't want to say no because they were 87% last week, but I don't want to say yes because – it was against the Giants.
Is every, and I'm sure they are. I just don't listen to other fan bases, podcasts, or fans and things like that because we got so much going on here. But it seems like no matter what this team does, like if you beat a good opponent,
it ain't good enough.
It's not good enough. You got to string two or three together. If you beat bad ones, it's like, okay, but let's wait till they get to this next stretch of games. And it's kind of the same thing you said. I don't want to say yeah, I don't want to say no. You did it, but I mean, I guess that's just the way football is, right? Unless you win the championship, you win the Super Bowl, like you're always going to have doubts. And
nah, but when you go up against good opponents and you do it, then you can kind of hang your hat on it.
Right, but then you're going to be like, let's see if they can do it 2 weeks in a row. Then let's see if I'm with you, though. I'm the same way.
I want to pull up the good game. If you can just waltz over a team all game long, you do what you're supposed to do against them, but I'm not putting you on a pedestal for doing that. It's when you have to face.
Right. So I guess my question is, if they do it in that stretch where it's after
Seattle,
if they
Philly,
if they're Buffalo, 75% in those games.
Now we're like, all right, cool, we got it.
Okay.
So why isn't it fixed? I mean, what needs to change, I guess, still?
Better offensive line play.
We get a lot. I can't tell how many emails we get. Like, they need Zeke or they need somebody like Zeke. But is it not a running back problem? It's an offensive line problem.
If our offensive line was better, we would. When Tony was met on the 1 yard line, it was a free guy. Just can't. And you can't have free guys. You got to always be nudging. It's so tight down in there.
Mm-hmm.
To nudge does a lot. But. When you get knocked back or you miss the guy completely, that's a free guy in a space but this big. Whereas you're in the open field, you got a lot of room to move. You stretching things out. But right here, it's life or death, man.
I got a question for you. You see on TV the big bodies and the lockups and things. Right. How much hand fighting is going on and how quick are hands moving? Or is it just one punch or one grab, or is it a lot of just?
It just depends on what angle you at, what block you're trying to achieve. You know, as offensive line, we always want to use our hands, but a lot of it's about leverage. Can we get inside, and get underneath? You know,
around the pads.
Get underneath you and grab you. Just grab your chest and try to lift the guy up out of there. It's about leverage. That's why that tush push they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, and I don't know why coaches don't notice this, it's 65, the center.
Kelsey.
Kelsey ain't trying to block nobody. What Kelsey is trying to do is go straight almost into the ground.
His face mask in the ground, right?
And what he's trying to do is get the two guys that's on his shoulders feet up off the ground. Then the guards move those
and
guys.
Push them because they don't have
to. They got to kind of do – if I'm doing, I'll do what Kelsey's doing. I'll nose dive because you need feet to keep traction. Hmm. Once your feet lift up off the ground, they just move you, and that's the key. Now, easily said,
it's done.
Because Kelsey ain't about your height.
Nah, he's taller than me.
I don't think
that's how he'll be a mole. He'll be underneath the ground at that height.
I don't think there's ever been a lineman 5'9".
No, I probably haven't. You know, when my son wants me to play part one.
What was
6'3"?
What was
it's a little bit different.
What was remember Hollywood Hogan? He was dating his daughter.
Oh, Phil Costa.
Phil was probably about. Phil was a little dude. Like he was.
He's probably 5'11". I bet. Look him up. I bet he's at least.
But.
But he's at least 5'11".
That thing is tight,
six,
man.
No, Phil wasn't 6'3".
According to this, he's 6'3" or 307.
Really? Look up, see if you can find the shortest offensive lineman to play in the NFL. See if that's
well.
A stat.
You go back to '70s; those guys were.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're no big at all.
Current era, maybe. How has Tyron been the last few games? Is he better?
Smith?
Yeah.
Some of that left guard?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Left tackle.
That's Tyler.
Tyler. Excuse me.
77.
He's been good.
How much better is the offensive line when he's good? Does he have to be good for them to be good?
The way our right tackle's playing, yes. Yes. If Steele was 75 or 80% of what he was last year, as nice as Tyron has played these last few games, we would be okay. We would be okay.
We'd be good.
Yeah, you know, and I know Jesse picked that, man. But I said if our offensive line stay healthy, I'm good. But fellas, in the big boy games, we gonna find out if Tyron Smith not practicing. We gonna find out is that good or bad. We gonna find out if Steele really good, because it's easy to help a guy when you're playing average teams. But ain't nothing average about the 49ers defensive line. Ain't nothing average about the Detroit line. Ain't nothing average about the Philadelphia line. And not because they have more than one good player at every spot on their defensive line. They are above average at every spot. Their starter and their backup can start for the other 20 teams in the league. They're backups. So there's nothing average about them. And that's when, like, just say, well, I want to say yes or no. I can't say good or not good. But it's tests coming down the road. That's why I need for their confidence to be so sky high. That's why I want them to win these games, play clean games. You know, you ain't got to beat them out on 100 points, but play clean games. No penalties, because that's what's going to dictate. Turnovers and penalties are going to dictate what you do against the good teams. You
know? All right. And last question before we go. Seems like the Cowboys in the last, I don't know what, 15 since Witten, maybe since ever, have only had one good pass catching tight end. Ferguson seems to be becoming that guy if he's not already that guy. Is that a problem in today's NFL? Do you need multiple pass catching tight ends, or if you got a dog, you need one.
Kansas City got a dog.
Yeah, good point.
The 49ers got a dog. If you got a dog, you don't need but one.
Is Ferguson a dog?
We're going to find out. I hear him barking and squealing a little bit, but we're going to see if he bark and growl. I'm like, Jesse, he good, but he ain't good.
What you think about Ferguson so far?
I like him.
He's developing, right? He's getting a little better.
Yeah.
I love him, man.
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's going to be a dog, but quit wasting his passes on these other guys. True. Get this guy more passes, because that's the only way you're going to get better. Yeah, don't try to pull a CeeDee Lamb, though, son. You ain't that good.
All right, any last words? We'll burn some sugar off in the last 30 seconds.
Hey, man, everybody's starting to attack your boy Parsons, man. They said they ain't
Jesse
like
Jesse started it like in week three.
Man.
Jesse started it in week
Jesse.
Three.
So. Jesse, you need to stop. You need to stop.
I just call like I see it, my boy. That's what I don't know what y'all want me to do. I just call like nothing. I see it. I mean,
you give me a job.
You gave me a job to do.
Good to see you today. Good to see you, Jesse. Kurt. Pleasure as always, Chris. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping.
Jazz with the green hat.
Chris, company. Josh, thanks for keeping us on all the social channels. Brother Will, Josh, come visit. We miss you.
Podcast tonight.
See y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. Cowboys defense. Is that all we talking about tomorrow?
Yeah. Because it's often. I'm telling y'all, it's bad. It's hard.
No Bryce.
I tell you what. They got a guy that's balling, dog. We'll tell you tomorrow.
All right. I'm hanging with the boys. See ya.
Yeah, I want to know.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!